Well, what's been going on? Whole lot of stuff been going on. Well, we have all the politicians campaigning for election. And then there's Donald Trump.
I don't even try to explain that one, I'm sorry.
And then we have a little chaos and conflict going on around in the various nations. You know, religion against religion. And we have this violence occurring in our own nation. There's a lot of anger and discomfort and conflict going on right now. Dr. Fred Alan Wolf, quantum scientist, says, however, that chaos always precedes order. That whenever there is an acceleration of chaos, the things are being shaken up to allow us to step back and take a look, to begin to make a shift, to make a change, to bring something else into being. And this change he's talking about is not an outer change. He's talking about an inner change. And so we're seeing all this chaos and conflict because something is calling to be birthed. We're shaking things up, a whole lot of shaking going on. Earthquakes, floods, hurricanes, Hurricane Joaquin. I never thought I'd live to see a Hurricane Joaquin. Equal rights. We had a little bit of conflict here in our own community, at our church earlier this year. And of course, we have the shootings that occurred at Umpqua Community College in Roseburg, Oregon. Some people are saying we need more guns, and others are saying we need to get rid of the guns. That's not really the solution. Starts in here. And when we were having our little conflict here, it caused me to look for something, to not go with the conflict, with the chaos. And I stumbled upon a unity affirmation. One of the first unity affirmations I learned back in the late 70s. And that affirmation is, I am poised and centered in the Christ consciousness. Nothing can disturb the calm peace of my soul. I am poised and centered in the Christ consciousness. Nothing can disturb the calm peace of my soul. So what is this affirmation talking about? First, let me give you a little bit of information about affirmations. And I'll also add denials, because that affirmation has a denial within it as well. Now, in unity, we normally put a denial and an affirmation together. And unlike what some people have accused us of, we're not denying that certain things happen. What we're denying is that those certain things have any power over us. That they have the power to take us out of the truth of our being. That they have the power to break us down, to destroy us. That is what we're denying. The affirmation is to affirm the truth of God in the midst of the challenging situation. That whatever is going on, God is still there. God didn't go anywhere. God has not left the building. And so that's what affirmations and denials are about. So the affirmation is, I am poison centered in the Christ consciousness. The denial is, nothing can disturb the calm peace of my soul. Let's look at what this affirmation is saying. You know, when you are poised, when someone is poised, they kind of have a confidence, right? An assurance. They're anchored, they're grounded, right? Mm-hmm. Yes. And centered. Now, when you're centered in something, you're not on the outside of it, right? You're not on the edge of it, right? You're right in the middle of it, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, smack dab in the middle. So I am poised, I'm confident, I am grounded. And in the middle of the Christ consciousness. And what is that Christ consciousness? In one of Paul's letters in the New Testament, Colossians 1:27, and I'm just going to go with just that one small section. And he's addressing it to those who have been chosen to carry the message of the great mystery of Christ in you, your hope of glory. Powerful, one of the most powerful scriptures in the Bible. Because seriously, if we live by that alone, we can hang. We can get through anything. And so he's saying to, he's in prison, you know, various of the teachers who are carrying the message of our elder brother Jesus around are getting imprisoned for this new theology. And it's interesting because, you know, religion against religion, and of course we're seeing that happening in our world too. But he is commending them and saying that to you, those of you who said yes, even in the midst of the challenges, even in the midst of the threats to your life, even in the midst of the possibility of imprisonment, you have decided to go ahead and bring the mystery of these great teachings to the world of Christ in you, your hope of glory. Not Christ in Jesus, your hope of glory. Christ in me, in you, in you, in you, in you. Christ in you, your hope of glory. What does that mean? Well, the Christ is not something that only our elder brother was able to have. We all have it. The Christ is the truth of our being. It is that part of us that is God. It is that part of us which is not affected by the outer experiences in our lives. It is that part of us that never changes. It is today as it was yesterday and as it will be tomorrow. It is consistent. It is dependable. It is reliable. It is steadfast. It is trustworthy. It is peaceful. It is whole and it is perfect. And that's who we really are. That's who we really are. So this is saying that in you is your hope of glory. Now, what is he talking about as far as hope? Hope is the expectation of our future good that inspires the knowledge that our good is ours right here, right now. That's what hope is. Hope is not a wishy-washy, mealy-mouth kind of thing. You know, if somebody says, well, I hope it happened. No, I have hope that it will happen. And your hope of glory. Glory is the place where God mind and our mind join. When we have the experience of our mind joining with God mind, is it not glorious? How many of you have experienced that? Maybe at least once. Yeah. Is it glorious? It is glorious. And that's what this is talking about. That through the recognition of the Christ presence in us, and it's the I am, it's the God mind, it's the Buddha mind, it's the Atman, it's all of that. You can call it whatever you want, it's still the same thing. It's that part of you that never changes. I look at it as a placeholder. Ever have a good book by the bed that you read at night and you get sleepy, you're ready to go to bed, but you don't want to have to leaf through the entire book again to find your page, so you put a bookmark, right? So this is our bookmark, our placeholder that holds the space for us as we go wandering off into our fear, our anger, our doubts, our illusions. It holds a place until we remember how to get home again. Until we talk to Siri and have her get directions for us again.
I love Siri.
So the Christ consciousness, the Christ presence, is that placeholder. And so we can go this way and that way. We can get embroiled in anger and bitterness and upset and fear and doubt, but it's still there. It's never, ever, ever going to go away. You can't get rid of it, even if you try. It does not interfere. It allows you and me to make the choice as to when we turn to it. So what this is saying is that placeholder within us is what brings us to the realization that our good is ours right here, right now, and that our mind and God mind are always joined. Pretty powerful, aren't we? Yeah, we got it like that. That's who we really are. We're not lowly worms of the dust. We are powerful beyond measure. If we could see our greatness, we'd have to put on 5 layers of sunglasses. That's how bright and beautiful we are. So that's what this affirmation is saying. That I am grounded. I am grounded and surrounded by the Christ of my being, by the divinity of my being. And because of that, nothing can disturb the calm peace of my soul. In your handout, I put down what I call points to remember, but it's actually almost like a little logic statement. And it's 3 steps in it. And the first step is, there is nothing greater than God. Would you all say that with me?
There is nothing greater than God.
Again?
There is nothing greater than God.
Once more.
There is nothing greater than God.
Just hold on to that. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Is that the truth? Yes? Yes. Okay. Now, look at number 2. Let's say it together.
I am one with God.
Again.
I am one with God.
Once more.
I am one with God.
Believe it? I hear, yeah. Say yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right. This next one is going to be a little bit more challenging. Let's read that together.
Therefore, there is nothing greater than me.
Hello. Can you believe that? Yeah, see. Say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Because that's the truth. Okay? I took logic in school, loved logic, love it. And so that just makes so, if there is nothing greater than God, and if I am one with God, then therefore there is nothing greater than me. Now, we're not talking about that little me, okay? That's the physical human me. We're talking about the big capital M me. That me that is untouched by the things of the outer experiences. It never changes. It is whole and perfect the same way as it evolved into the universe. That's the me I'm talking about. But see, that me is as present in our lives as this me. But this me seems to have more control over our lives, or we allow this me to have more control over our lives, to dictate how we respond, how we react. But if we allow the real me to live through us each moment of each day, when stuff starts to happen, we can stand in that truth, in that knowing of who we are. When the chaos begins to swirl around us, we can say, I am poised and centered in the Christ consciousness. Nothing can disturb the calm peace of my soul. Or in other words, can't touch this. Can't touch this. When you receive your bank statement and it says $5.67 and your bills come to over $600, you don't have to lose your peace when you see that, because you see, when you're poised and centered, you know that everything that you have and are comes from a higher source. It does not come from that bank. So then you can say, I'm poised and centered in the Christ consciousness. Nothing can disturb the calm peace of my soul. Can't touch this. When you're in that doctor's office and he is giving you a diagnosis that almost stops your heart from beating, and in that moment you don't know what to do, and it's not that that particular thing is not real, but there is something greater than that condition that you can call upon in that moment by saying, I am poised and centered in the Christ consciousness. Nothing can disturb the calm peace of my soul. this.
All right.
And when that relationship starts to go bad, starts to go south, to go sour, it may be a marriage and the two people are saying we need to separate or we need to divorce. And you know that the true relationship begins in that Christ-centered, that divine-centered place within you. You can stand in the face of the impossibility and draw on the possibility by saying, I am poised and centered in the Christ consciousness. Nothing can disturb the calm peace of my soul. Can't touch this. So we're going to do this together. I am poised and centered in the Christ consciousness. Nothing can disturb the calm peace of my soul. Can't touch this. Ready?
I am poised and centered in the Christ consciousness. Nothing can disturb the calm peace of my soul.
Can't touch this. Get it? Again. Can't touch this. Now stand up. We're going to get into this. Yeah. I want you to take this with you. Because stuff is going to come up this week as long as we're walking around with human beings. Ready? Let's do it. You may be seated. And that's our spiritual focus for this week. I want to ask you, please, through this week, be aware, be prepared, so that if anything comes and threatens your foundation of peace, that you will stand in it and say, can't touch this. Yeah. Can't touch this. Thank you.